Well, shalom, and welcome to the third hour of this Benzin Shenker special. If you've listened to the first 2 hours, you'll note that that was recorded in 1994, 22 years ago. And I point out to you that there was another two-hour interview from 5 years ago. And if you wish to listen to that, it's on the archive. Scroll down to show number 125 of November 2011 to hear my second two-hour interview with Benzin. Okay, this third hour will feature two interviews I just had, together with the full recording of Benzin Shenker's first album, Zmiros of Motzei Shabbos, by rabbis of the Mojitzer dynasty. So let's go first to my conversation that I just had with Chaim Shenker, one of Benzin's brothers. Very pleased to have with me on the phone Chaim Shenker, the younger brother of our dear departed friend, friend to say the least, Benzin Shenker. Shalom, Chaim.
Chaim Baruch.
Chaim Baruch.
Okay.
Shalom.
Shalom to you, and we're catching up on old times. Okay, let's see. Shoot away.
Well, it certainly came as a shock to me. I was in Texas last week, and when I heard about it, and you know, to me, it's he represented soul music, true soul music, and he'll be sorely missed, to say the least.
Well, I never expected this much of a reaction to his work, because it's coming from all over the world. Everyone says, "Wow, it's an eerie thing," and believe me, it's very eerie, because a lot of these things were in the works just at the time of his patira.
Mm-hmm.
He had been working on a CD of his latest stuff with Andy Statman. There was a biography being completed in Israel the week before.
Oh, really?
Which he himself got the copies and was already editing.
That was in Hebrew?
In Hebrew.
Uh-huh.
And Hebrew was not his first language, but he was editing the book, and so this book will give a lot of the information that you will be asking about.
Uh-huh.
It's an amazing thing that he had the ability to keep everything pretty much on keel with the facts, and not fool around with the facts.
Well, I just had a brief conversation with Velvel Pasternak, and I know he's busy working on something also concerning Benzin.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. There will be things coming out from all different directions with reviewing his work. Remember, there are many, many, many aspects of his work. He, besides composing the more popular stuff, like Eish HaSchayil and Mizmor LeDavid,
mm-hmm.
you could say that there were most likely at least 10 or 12 blockbusters.
Yes.
Which are really part of which has come into the religious
Yes, well, yes, these are standards. These are standards
which are accepted in the entire Jewish world.
Yes.
And so those are really going to remain, and there will be more coming on with time, because his work was very prolific and to the point. Okay.
No question. And there's for sure that for generations to come, his music will be part of the Jewish experience. We are so lucky to be in a time where we were able to capture this. When you go back to 100 years ago, there was none of this. It was all lost.
Or even 20 years ago. As we keep on going along, as long as we don't wander off too far, there's so much that we still have to put together. His greatest hopes were the major budget nigunim, which someday, I don't know if I discussed with you, that Chazen Yaffe, the conductor of the great synagogue orchestra.
Yes.
I met with him in Israel the last time I was there.
Eli Yaffe.
And he is one, I would say, one of Ben Sion's greatest fans.
Yes.
And he is a musician of great talent. And I look forward to people like that coming along and running with the ball.
Yes.
Because those pieces of music are great pieces of music. And a great religion, have a lot of religious content.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're aware of them, but he recorded them every year. He at the yard site Sudas, when the Rebbe's there, the anniversary of their parting.
Yes.
He would sing these major pieces of music, so I look forward that these will be picked up we'll be able to run with that too, because they are things that people don't even know that they exist.
There's so much there. I get some emails asking me, am I going to run a memorial concert for Ben Sion? And I wrote back and I said, I'm sure that the family will be working on something. And of course, I would love to.
I don't know if the family is going to particularly work on it, but I could see it coming from musical sources.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't think the family is set up to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he should be able to carry his own weight even after his departure.
Yes. Just as an aside, on January 14th, I'm running an event with Yaakov Motzen, and Motzen was a great fan of your brother, and I hopefully we'll do some Schenker.
I would hope that Yaakov Motzen would do only Schenker.
Uh-huh.
Because remember, Yaakov Motzen grew up in the Majlisa Shtibel in Tel Aviv.
No, I'm not aware of that. I knew he loved Majlisa and he loved Bensi and Schenker, but
he actually grew up in the Shtibel, the Majlisa Shtibel in Tel Aviv. You'll check that out with him.
Okay.
And so keep him on if you're going to do something like that. keep it. You could use that as a springboard for a Bentzion Schenker memorial.
Well, actually, it's an evening of Chazanut, but I told him I wanted it mixed, so it's a modest beginning, but it will lay the groundwork, perhaps. You know, I'm thinking.
Talk to him about it. So that's why we're on the phone right now, because I can tell you that his relationship with Bentia would be, there is enough in that relationship to carry an entire program.
Oh, yes. He gave a Schenker presentation in Teaneck a few years ago, and I was at that. It was a delight.
So now he has, and the health guts, the major one that you should be concentrating on now is has a health gut, because I think health gut has finally come to realize the depth of Bentzion Schenker, because when he made the Kel Moly Rachamim at the Levaya, I don't know if you're aware of that. He made the Kel Moly
Rachamim. Yes, I heard.
He inserted the Mizmor LeDavid on his own. So there's a lot more. I'm looking forward to health cuts running with that. There's a lot of mileage that he could get out of Bentzion's work.
Okay. Just tell me about the family. Bentzion had how many children?
Bentzion had three girls. And some of the grandchildren are very musically inclined, that will be covered in the biographies. There will be a book, a biography, so we don't have to cover that at this point.
And did he die of a heart attack?
No heart attack. He just died. That's the amazing thing. It was not a heart attack. It was just he woke up. He had an aide who was with him, and he walked into the. As far as I know, he walked into the kitchen, and he said he wants to go back to sleep. And he went back to sleep.
Oh my gosh! Wow, interesting.
And this was by an aide who was not Jewish, and who cried about who developed a relationship. He wanted to stay on.
Wow.
it was a very interesting. I don't like to use that word interesting, but his name, I think, was Kazmir. The aide was a very real Polish name.
Interesting.
But he really, really caught on. He really caught on to Bentzion Schenker.
The last time I had the pleasure of seeing your brother was in the little shul on Coney Island Avenue.
Right.
There was some event about 2 or 3 months ago, and I waved at him, and he had a smile. And the one thing that I always think when I see him, I think of joy. I think of his constant smile and his what seems to be a very upbeat personality. You know, he was
That's
so
correct.
Special. He was very, very special.
That's correct. He knew his talents, and he didn't take advantage of them, but he enjoyed them.
No, he was a very modest person. Sometimes people don't remain modest, but he had a very sweet aura about him. It was just
that's why I believe that this the outpouring of attention, which is unusual. I mean, it's unusual that Joseph Berger in the New York Times should have already should have a obituary ready for Bensian Shenker. It's very hard to. It's interesting that they called in. They called us.
Uh-huh.
We didn't call them.
Right.
So they did have a. They did have a running story going on them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, it is a major event in the world of Jewish art and in the world of Jewry. He was a major factor in a very quiet, unassuming way.
That's right.
You know, when I think of all the recordings over the years that I've played and enjoyed and shared with my listeners, they certainly recognized my admiration for Bensian.
Well, that I know, and Bensian knew it too. So that's why this conversation is a very productive conversation, and I hope that you will continue it. I think you should also play that recording of when he was a child.
Yes, well, that is in the program that I recorded and will be playing this week. There's a Yiddish song that he sings also. Aside from Rozo de Shabbos, it was.
Well, I'm talking about the Yiddish song that he sings.
Oh yes, yes.
Is about a chazan,
mm-hmm.
who is rehearsing for Kol Nidre the last time.
Yes,
called the Alta Chazan.
The Alta Chazan. Yes, that's definitely in the interview.
And,
yes.
Well, that's the most important part.
Yes.
That at the age of 13, he sounded like the Alta Chazan.
Yes.
It's really. If the people will listen to it with that introduction,
uh-huh.
They will understand Bensian Shenker.
Yes,
because as a little boy, he was able to think like an Alta Chazan,
mm-hmm.
and his voice at that time was not the voice of a child, but the voice of an Alta Chazan.
It was beautiful to just hear it. Yes, for sure, for sure. I'm also playing in this program as a third hour. I'm also going to play the Malava Malka, his first album in the 1950s.
Okay, I'll tell you a little bit about that.
Okay.
Okay. So of course that was the one that I worked with him very, you know, closely, because I was still a bacher,
uh-huh.
And I was in yeshiva, and I actually sold. Interestingly enough, we produced that on a shoestring, right?
Yes.
It was a bunch of young fellas, and a piano. And I think it came out with, unbelievable, the quality of the ten nigunim, which were on the first Malava Malka record,
mm-hmm.
is unbelievable that we were able to pick such nigunim, which all became hits.
Sure, Hamavdil.
The first one, Hamavdil.
Sure. Yes.
And Omar Hashem Yaakov Altira. As you go down the list, you will see that they were all top flight nigunim.
Yes.
So it was only about 10 pieces, and we sold them. The unique part was that we wanted to have a something to push it right at the beginning, so we were invited to the OU convention in Atlantic City. Okay, at the Breakers Hotel, and the chorus, Benzion, were invited there. Harold Stassen spoke that time, but we were the stars of the night. So, so that was where that record, that 10-inch record,
yes,
was first. Sung.
Yes, the debut was there. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
What?
That was the debut.
Was,
yeah.
That was the debut,
mm-hmm.
and which is very, very, very unique. And we all went out there for Shabbos and sang there Saturday night. We were the entertainment. All amateurs.
Amateurs that made a very wonderful recording as a start. That was great.
Can you imagine from those amateurs?
Yes.
That music from those amateurs became the music that we're talking about right now.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know, Chaim, it's a pleasure to be able to speak with you and to reminisce about your brother. And I'm looking forward to getting together with you and schmoozing some more, and perhaps, you know, my show and whatever I can do to help keep Benzion's legacy alive. You know, as long as I have the ability, I will do whatever I can. You know that.
I'm sure of that. Okay, and it's going to come from all different sources too. And I'm sure you'll be happy that the attention does continue. And it,
for sure. Greater. For sure. That's, and all the best, Chaim.
Thank you. Okay.
Good work. Good shalom.
Okay, that was Chaim Boruch, and the interview was really just Motzi Shabbos, and this is being recorded Sunday to go up for this week. The second interview that I'm presenting is with Velvel Pasternak. You are aware of his wonderful publications and all he has done for Jewish music. He is certainly an expert in the world of Jewish music. Let's go to, again, from Motzi Shabbos interview I just had with Velvel Pasternak.
I'm pleased to have with me on the phone Velvel Pasternak, a leading publisher of Jewish music, among other things, and certainly an authority on Jewish music. Shalom, Velvel.
Good evening. Hi.
Okay. Well, we certainly are both very saddened by the death of our friend Benzion Shenker.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about your involvement with him.
Well, my involvement with him started in 1957. I had an apartment with two of my chavrusas in Yeshiva University, and we had an agreement when we took the apartment that the first one to get married would kick out the other two. And one of my chavrusas decided to get married, and I had no place to go, so I went to a cousin of mine in Brooklyn. And in Brooklyn, there was the Mojitz Shtiebel, where Benzion Shenker was very, very active. And I knew the name of Mojitz from my years in Toronto when my father used to schlep me to the Mojitz Rebbe.
Uh-huh.
And so I met Benzion Shenker there for the first time. And then in 1950, a year later, we did the Shalosh Regalim recording of the festivals, and I led the baritone section because I was doing some graduate work in Jewish music at the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we met, and after that we did another three, four recordings together. The Mojitz of Favorites, Volume 1 and Volume 2, which was a kind of breakthrough of using big instrumental accompaniment to go with the chorus, which I created of cantors.
Mm-hmm. I always stated and felt that he epitomized the Jewish soul music. You know, I always talk about my program, 2 Hours of Jewish Soul, and of course the focus is on Chazanut, but Shanker, among a very few others, for me, epitomized true Jewish soul.
Yes. The only pity was that I don't think his music and his talent got out to the broader Jewish public, you know, aside from the Frum community, and I think it should be rectified. It really should be broadened because it can have an appeal to conservative Jews and to Reform Jews. His melodies are absolutely wonderful. His talent was first rate. And I know that, you know, Ami Magazine and Hamodi and all of this, but this caters only to the Orthodox.
Uh-huh.
And it was the same thing with Shlomo Karloff's music. It started off in the beginning, you know, to be just, you know, for the Orthodox, for the Frum world, and then now it's open to everybody.
Yes. Well, it can happen. I think it can happen.
I think so, too. It's a pity that it has to happen, you know, after you're gone, but better that his legacy should be preserved. So recordings are one thing, but music should be preserved also in a formal way.
Well, I think there's a Mojitzer archive in Jerusalem.
The Mojitzer archive in Jerusalem, the Machon, yeah, run by a lawyer who's mostly been seen. It's all available there. But you have to. What's needed is to get the music into the hands of people out there, and the only way to do that is by putting it down in music notes.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's open to the public, because people don't listen to recordings and then transfer it immediately, because, you know, but if they have a piece of sheet music. So we'll try and do something in that area.
Well, certainly, if I could play any role in helping that along, you know, Velva, I certainly would welcome the opportunity to be part of that.
Okay.
Well, I think you're right, though. It doesn't seem to have been going beyond the Hasidish, small Hasidish circle.
The from the yeshiva world, you know. He was the king of Nagina, of the Nigun in that world. What I'm saying is that he wrote such beautiful melodies. I mean, two of his songs have made it out of the Frum world, which is the Eishes Chayil,
mm-hmm,
and the Mizmor LeDavid.
Yes.
Even Yitzhak Perlman recorded the Mizmor LeDavid, and
uh-huh,
and the Eishes Chayil has been recorded by everyone from the Zamir Corral to the Boston Zamir to everybody's recorded that. It's become a staple throughout the world. Everybody knows that who sings Eishes Chayil and all of the movements,
yes,
know that melody. So there are a couple that have transcended, you know, just the inner circle of Frum Jews, and has become part of the body of Jewish music out there, which it has a right to be.
I was just on the phone interviewing Chaim Shanker, Ben Sion's brother,
yeah,
and he mentioned that Helfgott did the Kel Mole, and that he also inserted Mizmor LeDavid, and
yeah,
didn't come quite out to say it, that there was a hope that someone like Itchimir Helfgott would catch the Shanker fever and help it along in some way.
Yeah.
But that's what it needs. It needs exposure.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so are you in the middle of any publications about Shanker?
Well, I would like to transcribe a lot of his music. I tell you the truth, I encouraged him to have it out there during his lifetime. For some reason, he was hesitant. He said it was being done it was going to be done in the by people in Israel, but it never got done. And the truth of the matter is that I'm about the only one that could move it because of our internet. So I am totally disinterested in making any money. As a matter of fact, I will put up my own money to put it out, and I will notate it myself because I know that it will get out there. I did the same thing with Shlomo Carlbach's music. Everybody was going to notate it. Everybody was going to do it. It never got done until I did it. So I take it upon myself that if it's going to be done, it's going to be done through me.
Melville, we're cut from the same cloth. I mean, this whole venture, you know, of my recordings and shows and all that, if I needed to make money on it, it would have died a long, long time ago.
Yeah, I know. But look, I've published 150 books of Jewish music, which unfortunately no Judaica store today. We used to have 45 Judaica stores that carried a piece of sheet music. Today there's not one.
Right.
They're just afraid of it, you know. And what's happened is that, you know, the kids that are studying instruments today, they're doing it by ear. They have no formal lessons. They can't read a note of music. Uh-huh. But out there in the world, there are people that are studying music. They can read music. And, you know, it's for 40 years I've been supplying Jewish music, I mean, wedding music and everything else, through the medium of the written notes.
Yes, and some CDs every once in a while, yes.
Oh, yeah, some CDs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I it will be done, and it needs to be done, and he will get it done. I mean, his music deserves, he needs to have a legacy in the Jewish world, not only in the from world.
Okay.
I mean, because first of all, he uses Psukim from Tehillim and absolutely wonderful, and he set them to music. He was a mafunik. He was very, very careful to wed music and lyrics together. Aside from a beautiful voice and aside from soul, he was able to meld together the proper text and the proper melody to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, look, we can't publish 1,000 of his melodies. Say he wrote 1,000 melodies. Some of them may not be practical because of the text for outside of the firm world to use. But by and large, we will select enough of the melodies and put out an edition of his music and let the broader world know that he existed also.
Yes, for sure. Well, Melville, I know that you share my love for this music, and
I do, and
for Bensian's wonderful work, and we'll see where the future will. We'll see what the future brings. We can only try. We can only try.
Okay, but try we must.
Yes, thanks.
Okay, it's a pleasure talking to you because I know of your dedication.
Well,
Charlie, it's. There are not too many Michiganim like you and me.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
If anybody out there thinks that we made a living from this stuff, yeah, okay.
Okay,
I used to teach in 6 different schools, you know. I used to say, if this is Wednesday, and at night I used to do the music, you know. That was it. Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Have a great life. Take care.
Take care, Phil.
Thank you, Zen. Bye-bye.
Have a great life. That's Melville Pasternak. And, well, listen, we certainly were devastated by the death of Bensian, and certainly the likes of Melville and myself will do whatever we can to perpetuate his legacy. Okay, I have in my hand the first album. It's a 10-inch record, and it's Mojitzer Malava Malka Melodies. It's with the Mojitzer Chorus. You heard a discussion about that with Chaim Boruch Schenker, and Ben Sienschenker is the soloist, and I think this was the debut for his Hamav deal, among others. So let's go. I'm going to be just playing it straight through this first album of the Mojitzers and of Ben Sienschenker.
Mal vor Tradition, aus dir noch so, noch so. David, Melech Yisrael, David, Melech Yisrael, Chai v'kayam. David, Melech Yisrael, David, Melech Yisrael, David, Melech Yisrael, Chai v'kayam.
Oh, Hashem, Hashem, Nemom, Atimecho, Avetocho, Idi, 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 Belaite, Heres, Idi, 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 Belaite, Heres. Neginosa, if the hall, if the hall will be married, Lisa, oh, believe in your time.
Bum 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 b Adilo adia to Tora to kopia go Adilo adia to Avoim yashreshano Adilo adia to Altira abdira ko Zhorza ons meya ko Altira abdira ko Hema mas shuvas la ko Altira abdira ko Tomo govan lecho ya ko Altiro abdiyano Yoro mishmoteho yano Altiro abdiyano Kineho nachash yano Altiro abdiyano Lo yibit omen Al-Tiro-Abdi-Yakob Mimona-Far-Yakob Al-Tiro-Abdi-Yakob Nishpah-Hashem-Yakob Al-Tiro-Abdi-Yakob Slach-No Labon Yaakov, Altiro Abdi Yaakov, Ato Shev Shvus Yaakov, Altiro Abdi Yaakov, Po Hashem Es Yaakov, Altiro Abdi Yaakov. Tzavei Shuvos Yaakov Altiro Abdi Yaakov Kol Kol Yaakov Altiro Abdi Yaakov Roni Vesimchi Me Yaakov Altiro Abdi Yaakov Shemesh Ruhus Yaakov Altiro Abdi Yaakov Titein Emes Emes Yaakov Altiro Abdi Asher kinei l'shem ha'kein Ishbusar shalom al yad yikusiyev Ishgosh, Ishgosh Vayechaper al b'nei Yisroel Torosh nemosor roheino Isha
panegirò al signor Simono.
Yeah.
Well, there you heard a bit of Benzin Schenker. He was a soloist on this first Mojitzer album, and certainly I'll be featuring many recordings from his albums. Get ready to have a blitz. You'll be hearing a lot of Schenker in the forthcoming weeks and months. Well, thanks for joining with me, and don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. And I remind you, you've been listening to the first two-hour interview, the first 2 hours. That was from 22 years ago. And if you will scroll down on the archive to show number 125, you will hear a more recent two-hour interview that I did with Ben Sion and Chaim Baruch present. That was 5 years ago in 2011. Thanks for joining with me. If you have any comments or requests, remember to let me know. Always good to hear from you. Shalom.